But yeah, we're waiting for the official captaincy announcement here in Toronto. It's going to happen at some point between now and opening night. But San Jose, they weren't going to make people wait.
Nope.
They've got a new captain, and he joins us now from the San Jose Sharks. Here is their newest captain, Logan Couture. How you doing, Logan?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. Congrats on the announcement. Did you see this coming? I mean, did they tip you off over the summer that this was going to be the case?
I would say I wasn't tipped off. Every summer I have a pretty open dialogue with Doug, on what he's thinking and what I'm thinking about the team. And I think he does that with multiple players. And then when I got back, I met with Pete and the coaching staff, and they told me. And then a couple days later, it was announced. So I'm proud and very honored to take the responsibility on.
Do you trust yourself that if they told you in July, you're the new captain, but don't tell anyone, would you be able to keep that secret?
I would have had to tell my family and my friends. And I think I would have been good to keep the rest of it quiet. And I don't know if I could trust every one of them to keep it quiet. So.
No, that's getting out for sure.
Yeah. No, that's right. That's going to leak somewhere. But listen, Logan, they give you the captaincy for a reason. The way you've handled yourself, the player you are, the person you are. Do you feel like you got to change anything now that you actually have the C, as opposed to when you didn't?
No, I don't. I don't plan to. I played with a lot of guys in this room for a long time, and they know who I am, how I am, how I conduct myself around the rink. So if I changed, I would be facing it, and that's something that I don't want to do. I'm going to try and lead by example. I'm going to play the way that I played. During my whole career, and that's trying to do anything I can to help our team win on a nightly basis. I'm not the loudest guy in the room, and I'm not going to be, but other leaders in our team have that capability, and they're more vocal than I am, and they have free rein to do that. So that's what a leadership group does, and I think we have a very strong one here in San Jose.
With Logan Couture, it's a rare situation where you have a former captain of the current team still in the room, and Joe Thornton. Do you lean on a guy like that, or do you just kind of do your own thing, and if he comes to you with any advice, so be it?
Yeah, I'm very lucky. I have two former captains here. I got Eric and Jumbo, and both guys are great teammates and great people, and they've both seen everything in the NHL. They've been on with different organizations. I haven't. The Sharks are the only thing I've ever known. So, they've both given me ideas of things they've seen from other teams. I got texts from other guys that have played in the league. Dan Boyle texted me and gave me some advice. He told me what Dave Vaynerchuk used to do in Tampa Bay, his favorite captain. So I've gotten some advice from different guys that I'll definitely keep in mind.
With Logan Couture of the San Jose Sharks, you were playing a primary role in one of the most famous playoff games in the last 20 years. Game 7 against Vegas. I don't care if you admit it or not. We all know it was a bogus call. It should not have been a 5-minute major. But that's not your decision. That was the refs. And you guys took full advantage of it. At what point during that run, when you guys put all those goals on the board and end up winning that game, did you feel like, okay, we can actually pull this comeback off?
I think during that I was so much in the moment that you're just hoping you can score another one. We got the first one right away. I think that was huge. I think it was five seconds into the power play, and then the second one was a minute in. So at that time, I think you're thinking, well, let's get one more and tie it up. And it just so happened we got a couple more. That was just a crazy situation. Like you said, obviously it wasn't a 5-minute major. You feel for the refs that made that mistake. And I like what the league did with changing the rules going forward now. So just a great, great game to be a part of, though.
We were talking before you came on. I was watching it live, obviously, and you scored right away, and you turned and yelled to the bench like, that's one. And what was the atmosphere like? How tough was it to keep your focus? Because that building, like, I could feel it shaking through my TV. And we all know, I mean, I played in that building. We know how loud that was or can be. Like, what was the atmosphere like when you guys did claw back?
Yeah, so when Pavs went down, Jumbo and a few of the guys went out, and I think they brought him back to the bench in our tunnel where we go to our dressing rooms right there. So he walked by us, and Jumbo took the first power play unit and said, you guys go out there and get four goals right now when you do it for Pav. And, you know, that really fired us up and it got to me. And, you get emotional when you see a teammate go down, and especially when he's bleeding from the head and a lot of emotions are running through you. So we wanted to go out there and try and score one. So when that first one went in, I just happened to turn and look at Jumbo, and I said, that's one, let's go. And the rest, I guess, is history.
Well, it was an incredible comeback and a great run for you guys last year. I think the expectations are going to be high with you guys again, but you're used to it. Good luck this season, and congratulations on being named captain out there. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Here's Logan Couture of London, Ontario.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.